Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about how rents have dipped, but why it's no need to worry. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So we just went to the vets, as you may know from yesterday, from earlier video, and the vets is actually closed. Sorry, it's not closed. Hannah has eaten breakfast, and she was supposed to have some bloods, but she's not supposed to eat breakfast. I didn't know that. We now have to go back tomorrow, which is cool, because it means I can do some more videos in the car. But in this video, I was thinking about rents, and actually how rents have dropped, and I wanted just to cover that off in this video, so perfect opportunity. So, over the last couple of months, I have noticed that the rental market has definitely slowed down, and especially over Christmas period, it definitely slowed down as well. Whereas before, we were getting 15 or 20 leads coming in for a property that was, you know, hadn't been discounted, was at a top price. We're now getting 5 leads on a property that's much, much lower. So, for example, we were getting 995 on a property. We knew that rents were slowing down, so we dropped it down to 895. Our tenants move out next week. Didn't get a thing, not a sausage, nothing, no interest at all. So we were like, okay, let's change that. Let's drop it down to 850. Nothing at all. So we're like, okay, and I hate having an empty property. And in the time of COVID, which is where we are, the UK's in lockdown number 400 or whatever number lockdown it is. In these times, the more important thing is not to focus on getting rents up. That's going to come later on. The important thing is to make sure we're not losing £800 a month. So we've dropped the rent down to 795. We've got some viewings, which tenants kindly offered to do for us today. And I think they'll probably get taken. I mean, it's a grade 2 listed building, top floor penthouse looking thing, beautiful. 795. I feel awful that we're giving it away, but I'd rather give it away and have somebody in than be liable for council tax, let's say. And we're signing people up on 6-month tenancies. If and when COVID finishes, which might be in 2021, and it might not be in 2021, I would rather get a property that's, you know, 25% off, which is what it is, really, from what it used to be. I'd rather do that than have an empty property. I mean, it just doesn't help anybody having an empty property. So we've put it down at 795. But look, this is a temporary thing, and we know this is a temporary thing. I fully anticipate that COVID will have calmed down by the time we get to June, July. When we get to summer, people are back on holidays. We're still wearing masks, folks, and probably still social distancing, but most people will have had the vaccine by then. By September, everything rent-wise is going to be kind of back to normal. The market's going to be buoyant again. There's going to be a lot of people wanting to rent. The only thing I don't know is the impact on Brexit on that. And that might be a reason why rents are currently lower, is because, you know, people are worried. But this thing just needs to settle a little bit so we can see actually where we are once the smoke has cleared with Brexit, with COVID. So I anticipate September rents will be shooting back up. And I actually think rents have dropped, they're going to shoot way up. And this is the reason why I think rents are going to shoot way up. It's because in September, first of all the students come back. They're going to want somewhere to rent, okay? Best time to have a new tenant is in September when all the other tenants come, because all the properties disappear. All the good ones get taken, including mine, which are good, by the way. I tend not to have crappy properties. And we're just going through and redecorating properties right now that needed it. So we got good properties. So all the good ones go out first, and they go for top dollar, which is brilliant. So in September, because there's a huge amount of people looking for properties in September, so that's a good time for rents to go up. But also, you've got this situation now where landlords have gone, do you know what? I've not had a paying tenant for, what, since February 2020. I've not been able to evict. I can't get rent off the tenant, and the tenants refuse to move out. I'm done. And a lot of landlords are going to give up being landlords. And what happens when landlords give up? The property goes onto the housing market. Sure, some people might buy it, but a person buying a house doesn't mean there's one less person to rent from. especially as we've got growing population, growing divorce rates. As I say, we don't know the impact of Brexit, but you've got landlords leaving. Landlords were leaving anyway. Landlords were leaving because of Section 24. Yes, you've had some new landlords come into the marketplace because the UK is on sale right now due to Brexit. If you look at the currency exchange fluctuations, UK is on 20% off sale. You also got Hong Kong buying a lot of UK property because we're trying to get the money out of the UK. So there's a lot of overseas and foreign investors. Plus, you've got the stamp duty holiday, which will end in the next 3 months, in March. So once that ends, you've then got nobody really buying for investment purposes over the summer period, which is going to be very interesting. Then you get a knock-on effect a few months later when you get to September and everyone wants to rent, and there's less properties to rent, and there's less people buying. Sure, people are buying buy-to-let right now. They're foreign people. They're coming in using foreign money to buy this stuff because the UK is on sale, and because they have to get the money not just out of Hong Kong but other places too, and because the UK is on sale. So it's this kind of combination of all these different things. And I've said this for a number of years now. We've got this, what I call a perfect storm. You've got landlords moving out because of Section 24. Now you've got landlords not being able to recover their properties and have no income. They're either going to go bust or they're going to go, screw this, I'm going to sell. Okay? Then you've got foreign investors buying, so it makes it look like nothing's really changed that much. They're going to leave the market once the stamp duty thresholds change, and maybe if exchange rate goes back up, who knows, but it's Brexit, like, who knows. So you've got this perfect storm. Then you've got tenants coming in September. You're going to have rents shooting up. So definitely going into Q4 of 2021 and then 2022. I think 2022 is going to be a spectacular year, not just for landlords, because you're going to have less properties. We don't know quite the effects on people coming out of Brexit and going back home. We don't know the effects on that. But you're going to have landlords who have left the building effectively. Elsie's birthday a couple of days ago. So landlords have left the building. You've got tenants needing somewhere to live. New landlords have not stopped buying. Where are we going to be? And I think rents are going to go up. And I've been saying, you know, for the last couple of years, rents are going up 50%. We definitely went up 25%. We've got this little obstacle in the road, a little bump in the road where rents have definitely dropped. From my point of view, my properties are in Leeds mostly. And so that's the anecdotal evidence. I don't know how it is for everybody else. I don't trust the Office of National Statistics, the ONS. They are liars, quite frankly. I don't know where they're getting their information from, where they're saying rents have gone up just 2%. I have no idea where that comes from. But mine definitely didn't go up 2%, although they have dipped again. But the ONS information came out in summer of last year. I mean, it's just absolute rubbish where they get that information from. So I would trust rather my own anecdotal evidence and trust your own evidence and your own experience more than what you read in the Times or the Sun or whatever your paper is. Just, I don't trust them, right? I don't trust very many people, but ONS is definitely somebody I don't trust. But I don't know where they're getting those figures from. But I'd like to know what you guys think. What do you think has happened in your local area? Have rents gone up? Have rents gone down? Why have rents gone up? Why have rents gone down? What effect has COVID had on it? What effect will Brexit have on it? Just stick your comments in down below, because I'd like to know. Other than that, that's me done for this video. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourself a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.